From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, February 23rd. I'm Abby Larico. The Missouri Botanical Garden is making an AI tool to identify plants with technology more commonly used in space.
A hyperspectral scan of a plant is, in essence, a spectral fingerprint for that species.
This story from St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke will have us looking at plants like we look at the stars. Plus, it's hard to keep an independent bookstore open these days, especially in a small town. Well, a new shop in Rolla is hoping community and cocktails will make it work.
And for those of us that love to turn the paper, that would be me. This is perfect.
STLPR's Jonathan All will take us to the grand opening of Bookmark This Bar. Those stories coming up after this news on The Gateway. The May Day Parade downtown is canceled again this year. The Annie Malone Children and Family Service Center announced a festival will take place this spring instead. Organizers cited funding cuts, the continued impact of severe weather in the region, and damage at the organization's headquarters as some of the reasons for canceling. The May 17th festival will aim to preserve the spirit of May Day, board members said, while being responsible with resources. The parade was also called off last year as priorities shifted with funding challenges early in the second Trump administration. It was later back on, but then the tornado canceled it once again. The Annie Malone Parade is known as one of the largest and longest-running African-American parades in the United States. It was started in St. Louis more than 115 years ago. Missouri Republicans are bracing for a challenging election cycle. From the party's Lincoln Days events over the weekend, St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on why the GOP plans to pass key ballot items in a tough national environment.
Most polls are showing Democrats with a clear advantage going into the 2026 election cycle, and that could complicate Missouri GOP-backed ballot items aimed at banning abortion, curtailing the initiative petition process, and preserving a congressional redistricting map. GOP State Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick says the fact that President Donald Trump is not on the ballot to drive up Republican turnout could make things challenging for his party.
They'll vote for you if you're on the same ballot as Donald Trump, but they may not come out and vote. And so I think that's probably a bigger factor, the fact that he's not on the ballot.
While Missouri Republicans aren't in danger of losing their General Assembly majorities, they do expect stiff Democratic challenges for some House and Senate seats. In Springfield, I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
U.S. Senator Josh Hawley is planning to be involved in an effort to repeal Missouri's constitutional protections for abortion rights. Missourians in 2024 approved a constitutional amendment ensuring protections for the procedure up to fetal viability. Later this year, though, voters will decide on a measure to repeal that and replace it with an abortion ban, with some exceptions for medical emergencies and rape and incest up to 12 weeks of pregnancy. In Springfield over the weekend, Hawley said he's confident Missourians will repeal the abortion rights amendment. That's even though it passed because enough Republican voters supported it back in 2024.
And I think we need to protect life. And I think this is a very common sense way to do it.
Hawley and his wife Erin started a group called Love Life, which is aimed at advancing anti-abortion rights initiatives. A judge ruled last week that ballot language for yet another proposal passed by Missouri's Republican-led legislature is misleading and must be rewritten. Brian Ellison has more.
The proposed constitutional amendment, passed during the same special session last year that approved gerrymandered congressional maps, would allow a small percentage of the state's voters to defeat any citizen initiative petition by requiring majority approval in all 8 Missouri congressional districts. Judge Daniel Green singled out the so-called ballot candy, that's elements of the law that voters might agree with, like a prohibition on foreign campaign contributions that are already in state law. He ordered references to those provisions removed from the ballot so they would not obscure the proposal's true purpose of making it harder to pass voter-driven initiatives. The judge said he would formally issue his own replacement ballot language next month. I'm Brian Ellison.
Closing arguments were presented Friday in Jackson County in 2 cases on Missouri's gerrymandered congressional map. The lawsuits are among many that were filed challenging the Republican-led redistricting effort last year. The new map aims to oust Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver from his long-held Kansas City seat. Attorneys in these cases argue the new map violates the requirement in the Missouri Constitution that each district is as compact as possible. Another case, which asked a Cole County court to suspend the new map until voters weigh in on it, could be decided any day now. Republican businessman Rick Heidner made a late entry into the governor's race in Illinois because he says he determined other members of the GOP field couldn't beat incumbent Democrat J.B. Pritzker. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer spoke with Heidner on the Politically Speaking podcast.
Heidner has made a name for himself in the business world, mostly in the Chicago area. He develops real estate, operates a video gambling machine business, and owns a fuel company. He says Illinois needs a better businessman running the state.
Instead of us being a state of constantly how much we can take from you and take from you and take from you, I want to make a state where you can make and make and make money, which obviously just resonates more tax dollars without increasing any taxes. We'll actually be able to lower taxes.
If elected, he says his first day of office would be spent freezing old taxes and working with lawmakers on term limits. Heidner has aligned himself with President Donald Trump, who has not endorsed anyone in the primary. But Heidner says his business experience proves he'd work with anyone. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Heidner faces Ted Dabrowski, Darren Bailey, and James Mendrick in the GOP primary. Election day is March 17th. To find the full interview, you can listen to Politically Speaking at stlpr.org or wherever you find podcasts like this one. A week of events at Washington University beginning today will examine new insights into environmental studies with a creative twist. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has details.
Environmental Research and Creativity Week includes lectures, roundtable talks, and a concert of work by WashU professor Christopher Stark. Stark's musical compositions explore the impact of climate change.
It's important to have creative events like this to show there are many different ways in which we can approach some of these subjects and that you don't necessarily have to be an engineer or a biologist or a politician even or somebody like this to sort of address these issues.
Stark spoke on St. Louis on the Air. Events this week also include a Thursday gathering of organizations dedicated to biodiversity and conservation at the St. Louis Zoo. The events are free and open to the public, though registration is required for some of them. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Six teams in the United Football League will play at soccer stadiums this spring. Mike Rapoli, a new co-owner of the league, says the St. Louis Battlehawks might join them. Rapoli says there have been conversations about the Battlehawks playing at Energizer Park, the home of City SC. But Battlehawks head coach Ricky Prohl says it would be a bad idea to move the team from the Dome at America Center.
You know, I understand from a business standpoint what he wants to do, create an atmosphere where the stadium is full. It's at capacity. But hey, why can't we do that in the Dome?
Prohl was part of the St. Louis Rams' greatest show on turf that dominated teams at the Dome and won a Super Bowl. A City SC spokesman says the club is open to hosting other events as long as they fit in with the team's operations and objectives. City SC, by the way, opened their season over the weekend against Charlotte FC, tying that match 1-1. For years, scientists have learned about distant stars by looking at the wavelengths of light bouncing back from space. This is called spectral data. Now, St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports Missouri Botanical Garden scientists are using the same technology to learn about dried plants.
The Missouri Botanical Garden Herbarium is basically a library of pressed plants from all over the world. Hyperspectral scanning assistant Naima Anderson is here flashing a special light at a tree leaf collected in Peru in 1991. A rainbow of data pops up on her computer.
Like a rainbow curved graph. That's the best I would describe it.
This is a spectral scan. It's a measurement of the light bouncing back from the leaf. Each type of plant has a unique rainbow, says curator of biodiversity Matt Austin.
A hyperspectral scan of a plant is, in essence, a spectral fingerprint for that species.
Austin's team is using these fingerprints to build an AI tool for identifying plants. But Austin says humans will always need to be part of the picture, and especially taxonomists, the specialized scientists who identify living things.
I'll emphasize, this model is in no means a replacement for taxonomists.
There's a shortage of taxonomists, so part of this project is training new ones. including Anderson. She's been working with a mentor to develop a specialty in African plants.
Which has been really interesting because I've been making determinations on different like specimens that have been sitting in the collections that really haven't been touched.
This work is being funded by an anonymous $14 million grant to the garden. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Jessica Rogan edited that piece. Online book sales have made business rough for bookstores, especially in small towns. A new shop in Rollo, though, is hoping a stiff drink could help buck the trend. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All brings us to the grand opening of Bookmark This Bar.
In recent years, Rolla lost its longtime independent bookstore and even its secondhand bookseller. Jamie Creek saw that as an opportunity to try something new, a combination bookstore and bar.
And we really wanted to create a specialized, curated, community-positive, femme-forward space. And so we said, why not us?
Bookmark This Bar will sell you a book and a literary-themed cocktail, like The Plot Thickens, a bourbon and peach schnapps drink. The idea is to create a place for book lovers to hang out, buy a book, enjoy a drink, and maybe a sandwich. Kim Morgan came to check it out and says the space is badly needed.
We haven't had a place to go. And for those of us that love to turn the paper, that would be me. This is perfect.
Online bookstores and digital libraries are great, but grand opening customer Tricia Skiles says they don't meet all of a reader's needs.
We become these isolated communities of one where we're siloed in our little homes. And while that's great for the introvert in all of us, it's not great for our community and our connection.
Hybrid bookstores have been popping up lately, sometimes pairing with coffee shops, gaming stores, or even florists. Owner Jamie Creek says the fusion is necessary to make a go of it.
Having that unique piece is what gets people in the door to buy your books and have your experience.
Bookmark This Bar is focusing on a few genres of literature: romance, fantasy, and psychological thrillers, plus a section for classics and local authors. Cheek also has two book clubs scheduled to meet there and hopes to add more. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
That one was edited by our Brian Heffernan. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.